relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
Despite everything, America remains a proud country with much to be proud of. And no person nor any nationality can stand unlimited, unjustified self-loathing. It will end sooner than we dare think, and it will take down its ghastly and contemptible preceptors with it, including the dismal Pharisees of this administration. That's the kind of writing I want to write when I grow up. That is the closing passage of, I think, one of the best pieces I've seen from our regular friend, just a superlative, superlative writer. He is, of course, Lord Conrad Black. The piece is a self-loathing ruling class cannot endure, and we must discuss it. But first, I have another question. Lord Black, welcome back to America First.
Thanks, Sebastian. Always a pleasure to be with you.
As somebody who follows the press, who has been a media mogul himself, an incredibly successful businessman, a follower of Matters American, the treatment of Governor Ron DeSantis by a legacy media organ in the last few days, just your free thought response to what you have witnessed.
An absolute disgrace. You're referring to CBS.
Yes.
It was a sandbag job. It was a deliberately, premeditatedly, and systematically dishonest misrepresentation of the manner in which he had the vaccine distributed in his state of Florida. And he is now clear, because the tape has been unearthed, that explained laboriously exactly what really happened, which completely debunked the theory that CBS was advancing, and they didn't run it. I mean, it was simply, in traditional terms, an act of total unprofessional dishonesty by a major media outlet, one of the greatest networks in the country, and one, it must be said, of a considerable history, going back to people like Edward R. Murrow and Eric Severide and Walter Cronkite. I mean, they had their limitations. Traditional conduits of generally accurate information. And they respected the distinction, as the American media more or less reasonably well did until comparatively recently, between opinion and comment. You kindly referred to my status as a former media owner, and I employed thousands of journalists in several continents, and always that was our absolute rule. People could write any opinion within reason they wanted, as long as they signed it as opinion, but in reporting, it had to be the straight scoop and not loaded with bias, either in the headline or in the story. And we have now reached the point. I saw Lester Holt on television the other day from a competing network, who was a comparatively respectable newsreader, I thought, saying that it is now the duty of all journalists who cover national American politics to present a biased case because the condition of the country requires it. Well, the result of that, of course, is that all polls show that over 80% of Americans don't believe a word they read or hear in the media. And when you have a population that is contemptuous of the need for or value of an independent free media, you are taking a giant step to endanger democracy. And that's where we are. And CBS has, because of this, now the leading role, or at least a contending for leading role, in the self-destruction of the credibility and integrity of the American national political media. And only 2 weeks before, I actually gave them some credit for running that program with Leslie Stahl, exposing the Chinese role in the propagation of the coronavirus and the complicity of the World Health Organization. I thought we were starting to see one of the major networks coming out of the woods, out of the ghastly nether region of just running a constant smear job on the incumbent president in the place of what should be news and comment. Referring to President Trump, of course, but they flopped back into their bad habits. But they've been exposed, and let's hope that the walloping they're taking in other still respectable, vibrant parts of the media teaches them a lesson that they learned.
Well, I'm afraid it hasn't. 20 seconds ago, my producer, Jeff, sent me a piece breaking on the Daily Wire. CBS has released an official response to the brouhaha of the last 24 hours, where they are doubling down on the 60 Minutes coverage, the hit piece, the smear on Governor DeSantis. And the end of the statement, I think, is, I'll just read that. Our story on Sunday night speaks for itself. I think it does. Now, let's dissect this one further level. We're talking to Conrad Black, Lord Black. Follow him at Conrad M. Black on Twitter. He is, of course, the author of A President Like No Other, Donald J. Trump and the Restoring of America. There is this, the key smear is that this chain of pharmacies and grocery stores called Publix was part of Governor DeSantis's vaccination program. And because they donated $100,000 to his campaign, they were rewarded with the pay for play. Now, the evidence that this was fraudulent was from the 2.5 minutes of the press conference where Governor DeSantis explained who else was involved, how it was a small part of Publix, how 90% of the aged population are within 1.5 miles, and that's why it made sense. The fact that that wasn't a private interview, it was a public press conference, and they felt comfortable deleting, removing the 2.5 minutes that destroyed their accusation. What does it speak to? What attitude, what mindset does it speak to, Lord Black, that anybody could find the true evidence, but they felt comfortable in running the smear job?
And added to that, it also came out not from the exchange with the interviewer, but otherwise, spontaneously, that Democratic officials within the state of Florida, Democratic Party officials, had approved and urged this course of action, and that Publix had, Walmart had made a larger contribution to the Democrats than to the Republicans.
Yes,
the answer, I think, Publix. The answer to your question, I think, is that this is just completely indefensible, and they can, to use that ghastly, sanctimonious Watergate expression, stand by their story as much as they want. The fact is, their story is a pack of lies, and anyone can see that it's a pack of lies, and they will pay for this. This is just another wound to the credibility of the media. And you know, it's a terrible thing. The media should actually command some respect, but they have to earn it to command it, and they have really fallen right into the inferno here of mere advocacy and destructive, defamatory advocacy, not a legitimate argument couched as news, but simply the propagation of outright defamatory falsehoods designed maliciously to destroy the reputation of the individuals they're referring to.
But let me ask, let's pull up to 30,000 feet. Is there anything you have witnessed, Lord Black, in the last 5 years, let's say, that indicates any self-reflection and change of course from the legacy mainstream media?
I am afraid not. Now, there may be some things, but closest I can come to anything hopeful at this point is the four Pinocchios that the Washington Post gave President Biden over his absolutely, utterly outrageous references to the Georgia electoral reform law as Jim Crow on steroids and Jim Eagle and all that kind of thing. I thought that when the Washington Post did that, it was a sign of hope. I think fundamentally, Sebastian, we can repose some hope in the fact that in the very intelligent and becoming strategy that former President Trump is following of issuing press statements that are reasoned and not excessive and are appropriate to what he's commenting on. Being occasionally, he's about ready for another one. Good, very well put together speeches like the one to CPAC. The Trump hate drumbeat collapses. They can't go on simply denouncing Trump because he is at the moment a retired president making sensible statements and all that business of trying to prove an insurrection and so forth. It's all collapsed. The idea of a commission like was set up after 9/11, which was an assault from international terrorists, after all. All of that, all that nonsense is just
hope
disappearing.
Hope. We're out of time in this segment, but hope does spring eternal. We will continue our discussion with Lord Conrad Black here on America First. Stay on this channel. Let there be no doubt, big tech and the far left have joined forces to purge America of conservative views. So why exactly are we choosing to give these big tech companies all of our personal data? The battle lines have been drawn. Big tech has made it clear which side they're on. Now is the time to take a stance. Protect your personal data from big tech with the VPN I trust for my online protection, ExpressVPN. See, every device, whether you're on the phone, laptop, or on TV, has a unique string of numbers called an IP address. When you search for stuff, watch videos, or even click a link, big tech companies can use that IP address to track all your activity and tie it back to you. When I use ExpressVPN, my connection gets rerouted through their secure encrypted service, so these companies can't see my IP address at all. My internet activity becomes anonymized, and my network data is encrypted. And the best part is, you don't need to be tech savvy at all to use ExpressVPN. Just download the app on your phone or computer, tap one button, and you're protected. So stop handing over your data to big tech companies whose aim is to censor you and spy on you. Defend your rights and protect your internet activity with the VPN I use every day. Visit expressvpn.com/GORKA. That's expressvpn.com/GORKA to get 3 extra months free. Go now to expressvpn.com/Gorka and learn more.
Get out of this property. Go. So go. Go. And don't come back without a warrant. Out, Nazi. Out. Out. You understand? Nazis are not welcome here. Out. And don't come back without a warrant. Do not come back without a warrant. You understand that? You're not welcome here.
God bless Father Artur from Poland telling the Calgary police and the local health officials, get out of my church on Good Friday, you Nazis. And it must be spreading. It must be a virus. Now we have a restaurant in Vancouver, the Corduroy, where the patrons shouted at the officials trying to close the restaurant down. Get out of here. I had to play that because of our guest, our regular guest and contributor. He's Lord Conrad Black. What's going on in Canada, Lord Black?
Well, parts of the country are finally not putting up with it anymore. You know, we've had the shutdown in varying levels here in different provinces. And Canada's divided into provinces, as has been the case in the U.S. And the two jurisdictions you just cited, Calgary and Vancouver, have been more on the model of Texas and Florida than New York and California. And you know, Canadians are very law-abiding, mild-mannered, nonviolent people, low crime rate, very safe country, but they are terribly attached to basic freedoms, and they just can't take it anymore. But who can? It's an outrage. All of it is.
We need to see hundreds of more videos like that. Where are these people? Come out of the woodwork and assert your freedoms. We're talking to the author of A President Like No Other Law, Donald J. Trump and the Restoring of America. Follow Lord Black at Conrad M. Black. You're very hard to classify. The taxonomy for Lord Black is difficult, given everything you've achieved in the media, in business, as a successful businessman, not just an author and historian. Your reaction to companies, massive, ginormous companies like Coca-Cola, Delta, and United, getting involved in election, not electioneering, but commenting on bills to do with states and how they run their elections, Lord Black?
Well, I think, Sebastian, if that's all they were doing, if these people, the executives referred to and the heads of companies you mentioned and others, if they just made a plausible statement of their viewpoint on a legitimate matter of public interest, and it was clear that they had actually looked into it and knew something about it and had an arguable viewpoint, I think that would be fine. I think that's traditionally a role that major executives, heads of great corporations, often have performed, and it is absolutely right that the leaders of American finance and industry, corporate America, should be heard, not just the Chamber of Commerce, not just the leaders of organized labor, but the executive leadership of the country. I mean, they are, after all, the head of the greatest private sector in the world, and these are many of them huge and very successful companies. All of that is fine. But what we have here are people in that position who should behave in that way being pressured by ridiculous and contemptible groups threatening them and just caving in the name of their companies on behalf of all their shareholders and employees and stakeholders, caving in, rolling over like poodles and uttering absolute nonsense. And it's a disgrace. And it is the collapse of yet another pillar of American democracy. I mean, the intelligence, highest levels of the intelligence agencies and the Justice Department were clearly politicized.
Yes.
And lent themselves to these false warrants demanding illegal domestic surveillance of people on the basis of that pastiche of lies created and commissioned for and paid for by the Democratic campaign against President Trump. That was a serious compromise of that sector. The media we were just talking about. Now 85% of Americans don't believe a word of it, and they're right not to believe a word of it. That's another pillar of democracy that has wobbled and essentially crumbled, although these things can be rebuilt. And now we have the executive class being besmirched and demeaned by these lackeys of absolute partisan falsehoods. And it's a disgraceful thing. If I were a shareholder of any of those companies, I'd move that the individuals involved be sacked. Now, I suppose the institutions would bring in their votes in favor of them, but they should be challenged. They are disserving their corporations.
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking to the author of the latest piece at American Greatness, amgreatness.com, A Self-Loathing Ruling Class Cannot Endure, Lord Conrad Black. Lord Black, everybody needs to read this article. We're posting it right now on our Twitter and Facebook feeds. And it opens with this discussion of America's national mythos. Every nation has one. And the fact that now we have, you use the phrase, an official regime of lies, and millions of Americans brainwashed into the false view that they live in an evil country. And your argument is, and I encourage everyone to read the piece, that sooner or later, this has to collapse. This tissue of lies, this house of cards has to collapse. My question to you is, how long can it take for that collapse to begin?
terribly hard to predict that, and so it's very hard to answer. But in my experience, I'm unfortunately, I suppose, old enough that I remember back in the McCarthy era. But there, it's all through the years since then, and that's nearly 70 years ago. I was very little, I'm happy to tell you, at least. there comes a point when the tide turns and good sense prevails. And you had it then when it really started, and it was before my time, when McCarthy made his very long speech accusing General Marshall, who was a great man and a great statesman and a soldier statesman, yeah. and accusing him of giving Eastern Europe and China to the communists, which was simply outrageous. And it started, and then it grew, and then eventually, of course, he was censored, and it all stopped. When the Vietnam issues got completely out of control, the United States was being accused within of evil motives for attempting to prevent the communist takeover of South Vietnam in accordance with its treaty obligations. Mr. Nixon, a much maligned man, but a great president, who is gradually emerging from the terrible defamations that were inflicted on him, when he said, "Let us remember, North Vietnam cannot defeat or humiliate the United States. No power on earth can do that except the United States," and called for the support of the silent majority, it enabled him to withdraw, maintaining a non-communist government in Saigon. Unfortunately, the Watergate business yes. brought everything down, but at least he that particular issue turned. And these things do turn. And there comes a point when somebody does something and instantly, but almost imperceptibly, it changes opinion, and that's going to happen.
We are hopefully getting closer every single day to that critical mass. In the meantime, if you want to educate yourself on what really happened with regards to Richard Milhouse Nixon, read our guests, A Life in Full. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Thank you, Lord Black. This is America First. Your calls next here on the Salem Radio Network. If you don't believe the world is upside down, listen to this true story. A Texas woman was home in the middle of the day when an armed intruder broke in. She grabbed her gun and hid in a closet. When he opened that closet door, she fired one shot, fatally wounding him. Good for her, right? But the last sentence in the story caught my attention. Quote, "The case will be referred to the district attorney's office to determine if any charges will be filed." Law-abiding citizens are often dragged through the legal system after justified acts of self-defense. This is why I am proud to tell you about U.S. Law Shield. For just $10.95 per month, you'll have immediate 24/7, 365 access to an attorney-answered emergency hotline and won't pay a penny in attorney's fees. Now, U.S. Law Shield is not a law firm and is underwritten by third-party insurers in many states. State law and insurance regulations apply. Please see the website for the applicable underwriting company and terms of coverage. Call 833-4-GUN-LAW. That's 833-4-GUN-LAW. Or visit uslawshield.com/America for a special radio offer. You'll feel better having U.S. Law Shield on your side. 833-4-GUN-LAW or visit uslawshield.com/America.
Dr. G is in the house on America First.
I like that. We should use that on the new TV show. Did I tell you I've got a TV show? Newsmax, 7 p.m. Eastern, Sunday. It's called Gorka's Reality Check. Be there. We're going to have some amazing guests. First show. You don't want to miss it. You can actually download the Newsmax app on your phone and watch it for free. There's no excuse. Oh, my cable provider doesn't bundle it. Watch it on your phone, and then you can mirror it on your TV. It's the easiest way to do it. Okay, got to go to your calls. We've got amazing cuts I want to share with you, but we've waited long enough. So, we got a text. I shared it with Lord Black. I don't think you heard it in the break. Somebody from Canada. I don't have your name here, but all he said
with a little Canadian flag. With the maple leaf, we are fed up. You're not the only ones. Let's go to your calls. Let's go to Richard in Indiana. Line one. Welcome to America First, Richard.
Thank you, Dr. Gorka. Really appreciate your show, your patriotism, and standing up for America. My question is, Matt Gaetz, what do you know about scandal?
Would I know exactly what everybody else knows? I don't have any private information.
Okay. I just thought maybe there was some breakthrough on it. Find it hard to believe. And just thought maybe you had more insight on it.
No, I've invited Matt to come on the show. He's eager to come on the show as soon as he can. He will come on the show, and I'm going to ask him up front what's going on. I'll just say that the following, unlike the left, especially when it's an Associate Justice of the Supreme Court nominee, we actually believe in the presumption of innocence. And also, I find it interesting, who are the people being attacked? Now that President Trump isn't there to be the whipping boy of the lying legacy media, who are they attacking the most in the last couple of weeks? Richard?
Republicans.
No. Which politicians are they attacking the most? There's two of them. Matt Gaetz and? Ron DeSantis. Correct?
Yeah, I was thinking more of the federal level, but yes.
Two politicians who are being attacked relentlessly. What links those two politicians? I'll tell you one thing that links them. They're the most effective America First politicians out there. There's a handful of them. They're all regular guests on this show. Why is that? Isn't that an interesting coincidence? Makes you think, doesn't it? Thank you, Richard. Let's go to Edwin in California, line two. Welcome to America First, Edwin.
Dr. Borka, a fan, a great fan.
Thank you.
Very intelligent. I'm very impressed with everything your ability. So I'd like to just mention one thing. When they lost Congress with Barack Obama and Biden, did you know that they met with Jorge Ramos, La Mecha, and the Chicano movement?
I'm not surprised. La Raza met in the White House numerous times.
Well, they were there, and no sooner, because La Mecha's been pitching, let another 10 to 20 million in since 2000. Let another 10 or 20 million in, and the Democratic Party would become the dominant party. No sooner did he pitch that to Barack Obama, because he used to challenge him on all the stations, Univision, where he would challenge him and say, you're deporting too many people. He would attack him. But when they lost Congress, he pitched to them the message of La Mecha and the Chicano movement.
But, this isn't news. Right, we know why the Democrats couldn't care less about illegal immigrants. If they did, they wouldn't let it happen, because then we get between 30% and 60% of the young girls and women being raped. If they cared, they wouldn't do this. It's about one thing, Edwin. It's about creating a voting bloc that they think will keep them in power forever. It's a fact. It's obvious. It's absolutely obvious. We know that. Everybody who has got a pulse and a triple-digit IQ knows that. This has nothing to do with humanitarian goals or objectives. This is about one thing, creating a one-party state. Thank you, Edwin. Stay on the line. Let's give Edwin a signed copy of The War for America's Soul. If you want a signed copy of any of my three books, Defeating Jihad, Why We Fight, or The War for America's Soul, you can get one, too. It's a great gift. Go to sebgorka.com, our website, SEBGORKA, sebgorka.com. Or we have a store now. I so rarely mention it. Come on, Gorka. Mention the store. Okay, then, sebgorkastore.com. sebgorkastore.com for all of your America First products. We will be back with your calls on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Broadcasting live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Did you know the average price of a hearing aid in America is over $2,400 a pair? That's why there's MD Hearing Aid. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered digital hearing aid that costs a fraction of what typical hearing aids cost. Their Volt Plus model is just $299.99 each when you buy a pair. That's nearly 90% less. MD Hearing Aid was founded by an ENT surgeon who saw how many of his patients needed hearing aids but couldn't afford them. He made it his mission to develop a quality hearing aid that anyone could afford. MD Hearing Aid's Volt Plus model is rechargeable and waterproof in up to 3 feet of water. You don't even need a prescription or a doctor's appointment. You buy it directly from them with audiologists and licensed hearing specialists available 7 days a week. MD Hearing Aid has brought affordable hearing to over 600,000 satisfied customers. They have an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and offer a 45-day risk-free trial with a 100% money-back guarantee, so you can buy with confidence. Plus, veterans love MD Hearing Aid. Russell J. says he's worked around F-4 fighter jets for many years in the Navy, and he thought he'd never hear again like this. He put the Volt Plus in and could actually hear the leaves crackling under his feet. It's time to reclaim your life from hearing loss. Go to mdhearingaid.com and use promo code G-O-R-K-A to get their buy one, get one, $299.99 each offer. Plus, they're adding a free extra charging case, $100 value, just for listeners of America First. So head to mdhearingaid.com and use promo code G-O-R-K-A, or you can even call them at 1-855-295-4031. That's 1-855-295-4031, or just go to mdhearingaid.com.
A watch list with information about people who are known or reasonably suspected of being involved in terror activities. Two people on it from Yemen have been apprehended at the border. How concerned is President Biden about terrorists possibly trying to take advantage of gaps in the border to get in and kill Americans?
Well, first let me convey that these type of incidents are very uncommon. And CBP and DHS can speak more to the timeline and the specifics, of course, in these particular cases and encounters. But encounters of known and suspected terrorists are very uncommon.
How would you know? How would you know, Jen Psaki, when we have the figures from the former commissioner for the Customs and Border Patrol Service, Mark Morgan, who was on our show, who says the getaways are huge in number. 6,000 are intercepted every single day, and at least an estimated 1,000, if not 3,000, of illegal aliens are not intercepted, especially now when we have the flood, a 16-year high. Over 110,000 in just March alone, sucking up the capabilities and the attention of our border service agents, which means what? Where they're not coming through, the real threat of the terrorists, the drug smugglers, the weapons traffickers are coming through other parts of the border. Lies, lies, and propaganda. Some people are stepping up to the plate, trying to get the truth. One of them, we've already mentioned what he has done. He has banned COVID vaccination passports in Texas. And Governor Abbott isn't letting the border issue lie either. Here he is asking for some kind of action from the person that sleepy, creepy Beijing Biden made the point person 12 days ago, his vice president, Kamala Harris. Video.
So I sent a letter to Vice President Harris about 10 days ago pointing out all these questions I wanted to have answered. I've received absolutely no response to that letter. And all that the Vice President has done is laugh about her being called down to go to the border and her refusal to go to the border. So neither the president nor the vice president have showed up down at the border to see the catastrophe that they have created. Mm.
Good for him. She laughs, she cackles, but she couldn't care less. In the meantime, the man who has banned COVID vaccine passports in Texas and who said there will not be a penny, a red cent of state funding to those businesses who demand it. Well, he's being gainsaid by the man who is the highest paid bureaucrat in America. That's Dr. Fauci, who says schools, theaters, passports, why not? Cut four.
I doubt that the federal government will be the main mover of a vaccine passport concept. They may be involved in making sure things are done fairly and equitably, but I doubt if the federal government is going to be the leading element of that. I do believe that there will be individual entities that will do that. There may be theaters that say you don't get in unless you have proof of vaccination. There may be colleges or other educational institutions that do that.
And what if we say no? What if we say we're not going to abide? We're not going to frequent those establishments that demand passports or masks? Because even when it comes to masks, you get trapped in your own propaganda. Shockingly, this is Willie Geist and Dr. Fauci again, video cut three.
There was a lot of concern last month when Texas effectively opened up, dropped all those restrictions and said it's back to life. And if you go to Texas, as you know, it looks like 2019. The restaurants and the bars are full and open. The ballparks are full. And yet we've seen cases and hospitalizations since then continue to tick downward. So what do you make of that as all of us look around and sort of try to consider how safe it is to get back to normal life?
Yeah, you know, it can be confusing because you may see a lag and a delay because often you have to wait a few weeks before you see the effect of what you're doing right now. You know, there are a lot of things that go into that. I mean, when you say that they've had a lot of activity on the outside, like ball games, I'm not really quite sure. It could be they're doing things outdoors. You know, it's very difficult to just one-on-one compare that.
He's the highest paid government official in federal service. And he doesn't know why the COVID figures are getting less and less in Texas after they ended the mask mandate. Then fire him. Resign. You're a disgrace. It's complicated. I don't know. Then what is the point for your $413,000 that you are paid each year? Let's go to your calls. Matt in North Carolina, line three. Welcome, Matt.
Yes, sir, Dr. G. Thank you for taking my call. I cleared this for Mr. G. I had an idea, which would be great, but there's no method or process. Remember when Nancy Pelosi thought it was all important to get Trump out of office? I believe he had 14 days left?
Yes.
Okay, so it would be great if the American people could have a referendum and say that the entire Biden administration is not fulfilling their constitutional duties to uphold and do their jobs, and just say, you're fired, peacefully. What do you think?
We don't have that option in the U.S. Constitution. There's no referenda for removing presidents. There's impeachment.
I know, but it would be wonderful, Dr. G. Thank you.
Thank you, Matt. It would be wonderful if, you know, the picket fences were made out of maple smoke bacon. But let's live in the real world. We don't do referenda in America, and there is no constitutional mechanism for removing an incumbent president without a supermajority vote in the Senate after an impeachment of charges in the House. But thank you for your call. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Our number here is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Sadly, we're living under a Biden-Harris administration, and we all have to navigate the fallout of the barrage of executive orders. We have a good idea of what these are going to mean for the country. More debt, more regulation, slower growth, and higher taxes. Congress continues to expand spending, and the Fed has no choice but to keep printing money at an accelerated rate. This causes the dollar to fall and gold to increase. Add in recent talk of the so-called Great Reset, the multinational elite enacting a digital wallet currency, and just think of the implications of all of this and exactly what it'll do to your personal finances. The importance of owning physical gold and silver has never been stronger. Time to create your own gold standard with a call to the dealer I do business with. Call the experts at veteran-owned Midas Gold Group. Call 855-322-GOLD. That's 855-322-4653. Online at MidasGoldGroup.com.
He is smart. He is tough. He's like an encyclopedia that can kick your butt. Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Is that Ray from Livermore? It's been a while since you called in, Ray. Text me every single day. Hope you are well. Thank you for what you sent me earlier today. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, supported by some of the greatest Americans out there, including Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, the pillow the president loves. Our whole team loves it. 51 million sold. He's creating an empire of more than 100 products, all of them things you need. The Giza Dream bed sheets of the finest Egyptian cotton, the pet beds, the mattress toppers, the towels, the pajamas, and now the sheepskin slippers. You've got to support this guy. Not only because they're amazing products, but because the left wants to destroy him. 24 corporations that are boycotting his products. Go straight to his website. Order today, and Mike's going to give you more than 66% off, because you know me. Call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. Or just go to mypillow.com and use the promo code G-O-R-K-A. Let's go to Sarah, South Carolina, line one. Welcome to America First.
Hello, Dr. Gorka. It's so good to speak with you.
Welcome.
Thank you. I wanted to make mention about what you said with the young man sitting in the field with a mask on. It's like, I don't know. After all these months, I've been so aggravated to see people are using the mask not necessarily to protect against the virus, which we know is false, but they're using it as part of their wardrobe. It's like a tie or a belt. If they don't have their mask on, they feel naked going out.
No, I think you're right. I think they've been conditioned into wearing it.
Exactly. That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
We have been so conditioned all these months that people are just accepting it. We're not supposed to accept it. We're supposed to reject it.
Think of this, Sarah. The fact that that young man was in a field next to a forest with nobody near to him. He didn't see me coming. Nobody near to him, wearing a mask, says one thing. He is not a rational human being. He is not a thinking human being. Like Pavlov's dogs, who, whenever they were fed, the bell was rung. The next time the bell was rung, they began to salivate. They became automata. They were not thinking beasts anymore. That is what the COVID controllers have done to us. God bless you. Be a rational being. Apply some critical thought. If you're alone in your car wearing a mask, you're not very clever. Stay on the line, Sarah. You'll get a signed copy of The War for America's Soul. This is America First and the Salem Radio Network with me, your host, Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump. Stay on this channel. Relief Factor. Are you in pain? Have you found relief nowhere else? Then you must try this incredible product that is providing pain relief to hundreds of thousands of Americans across the country right now, me included. Yes, my lower back pain that had plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade, after just 2 weeks of taking Relief Factor, disappeared, and it's still gone. After my knee operation, I resorted to Relief Factor as soon as I could, getting off those narcotic drugs that were prescribed to me because they're not good for you. Find out for yourself. Don't just listen to me. Listen to Leah from Ohio. One Sunday morning, I sat on my couch in so much pain I was in tears. That's the day I ordered Relief Factor. Following directions, in 8 days, I found relief only to get better and better. That could be you. That should be you. Leah says she is a believer 100%. Find out today. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you'll know if it works for you like it works for me, Leah, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Do it now. relieffactor.com.